All right, we're back here at halftime in Hancock in the final game of the season. Bay College, in a regular season anyway, taking on Finlandia in our player spotlight today. The pride of Mid-Peninsula High School, Haley Trudell. How's it going, Hales?
Good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. So, here we are in our final game of the season, and you made it.
Yes, I did. It's been a long season compared to high school, but I'm glad it's been with these girls because it's a good team to be around.
What has been the biggest eye-opener for you now that you've done it? You've made it through the whole season, both academically and athletically.
Can we start?
Well, what's the biggest thing that you've had to do differently than in high school?
Just pay more attention in school. Study, do all those things. For basketball, it's pretty much stick with the pace. Because it's much faster.
Yeah, it is. What about the length? You know, some people don't realize that, you know, high school games are 32 minutes, then college games are 40, you know, and so that is a difference.
Yes, it is, yeah. But we have more girls now than my high school team. We only had 7, so you got more minutes, and now we can divide that up between all of us.
Yeah, I guess so. And then your job is to kind of camp out on a wing somewhere.
Yes, that is my job, catch and shoot.
Well, what about it? You've had some moments this year. You've had some fun moments too, haven't you?
Oh yes, there was that shot against Silver Lake where I had a big shot. It's just really fun.
Yeah, and so how many of those does Rob want you to shoot in practice, three-pointers?
Oh, whenever I catch, whenever I'm open, yeah.
Do you ever shoot a two-pointer?
No, never.
Well, how many times have you shot up a three-pointer and been fouled on the shot?
A few times this year, yeah, but I've never made it to the line.
No? They even called the foul?
No, they've never called the foul.
But you felt that you were fouled and they just didn't call?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about that with officiating? What have you noticed different about officiating at college level compared to high school?
I feel like they let a lot more go because it's a rougher game. But I feel like it's around the same.
Talk a little about the travel and what that does, for you as, you know, I mean, we're going to get home tonight at 2 o'clock, and this is one of our shorter trips.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that this is our last trip with the whole clan, so it's really cool. But the late night getting back has been really hard for school and other stuff like that.
Now, how do you do that with, you know, early classes and you get back late at night and then, you know, you may get back at the gym at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., but then you have to try to fall asleep, plus you got to drive.
Yeah, so usually you have to tough through it and get to class at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. in the morning, but I don't know.
So, where do you live at?
In Rock.
Yeah, that's right. And we picked you up today.
Yeah, we did.
We thank our friends at Herb's Bar for letting you camp out there for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's tough with the weather and stuff. How often have you had to just say, I can't make it?
Yeah, there was one practice this year where conditions were so bad that I couldn't make it to practice. But other than that, roads have been iffy here and there, but...
But you've made it every day.
Yes, yeah.
And you sit there just praying to get that call that Bay College has canceled for the day.
Yes, and that's happened a couple times.
But a couple, few times. Some of the guys say it should have happened more.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Of course. And I remember last year, Damian Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he lived farther north than you, right?
Yes, yeah. Or we live on the same road.
Oh, okay, so same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember getting back a few times, and then he had to keep driving to get home after, like, you know, after we get back from a trip.
Yeah, so he lives just a couple houses down from me, actually. So, yeah, that drive is really long.
But you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and the roads aren't always pretty, right?
No, not up here they aren't.
Well, what about the whole thing of being part of something big now? This girls' team and the guys, too, have a chance to do a lot of really good things here in the tournaments. What do you think?
I'm excited for the week here to come, tournament time, because I feel like we could go really far.
Yeah, you want to go to Arkansas for nationals?
Yes.
Yeah, have you ever been to Arkansas?
No, I have never been to Arkansas.
I have never been to Arkansas either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, what are you studying here at Bay College?
Business administration.
Okay, so what do you want to do then?
I'm not quite sure yet, but I was thinking about going into more, I have a minor in accounting, so somewhere in accounting.
Okay, so you have to be pretty decent at math.
Yes.
Okay, you know 2 and 2 is 4 and all that?
Oh, yeah, I love math.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, then you probably help a lot of these guys on the team that don't.
Yes, I have got a couple questions.
You do a little tutoring?
A little bit, just with the guys instead of the girls, yeah.
That's right. Okay, well, I'll let you get to work here. I'll let you give a shout-out, though, as I imagine a lot of folks are listening for this interview, Hales.
Yes, I'll shout-out my parents, my brother, my grandparents, and my team, especially Marissa and Kelsey Ackerman and Marissa's cat.
Marissa's cat, you think, is listening and munising?
Yes.
So if I start meowing?
She'll probably hear it.
I won't. I'm not going to start meowing. Just sorry about that. I can't do it.
Aw, dang.
Okay, go get them.
Thank you.
Okay, Haley Trudell, everybody. More coming up from Hancock after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.